For an economic rock star, there was nothing flashy about Paul Volcker. His public service spanned six decades, including some difficult economic times. In the 1980s, he was chairman of the Federal Reserve. He died yesterday at the age of 92, and NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this remembrance.
Paul Volcker was best known for his leadership in times of crisis and for taking unpopular stands that later proved him right. First, in the early 1980s. As chair of the Fed, Volcker fought rising inflation. He took the unprecedented step of jacking up interest rates as high as 20%, a move that put houses and cars out of reach for many. This made him profoundly unpopular. Volcker received death threats, but stood firm. Jeffrey Bergstrand was an economist with the Fed at the time.
It took an immense amount of courage to stay the course, to raise interest rates, knowing really in the back of his mind this has got to cause a recession.
Within a few years, Volcker's plan worked. Inflation fell. And in the process, Bergstrand says, Volcker and the Fed became known for their independence and for taking tough but necessary stands, a legacy that endures today. Volcker had a towering persona, quite literally standing tall at 6'7". But for a man who devoted so much of his time thinking about money, he led a famously modest life. That combination of qualities inspired generations of other economists like Sarah Bloom Raskin.
At the time, he was living just in a one-bedroom apartment and presumably made his spaghetti dinners from a little hot plate.
Raskin later served as a governor at the Federal Reserve. As a 19-year-old college student, she watched Volcker testify in 1982 at the height of his unpopularity.
I had an internship at the Joint Economic Committee, and he was testifying. And I remember just being entranced by the whole notion of what he was talking about.
Raskin followed him into the field. She hoped to emulate his understanding of how economic policies affect real life. Later, Raskin worked with Volcker during the financial crisis. During that time, and following the Great Recession, Volcker proposed restricting certain risky trades to make the banking system safer, something now known as the Volcker Rule.
And it was not popular. And again, it would take somebody like Paul Volcker to put it forward.
Paul Volcker is survived by his second wife and two children. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.